Stop the party. Hey, I don't want to hurt nobody. Woo!
He doesn't wear diapers.
Not anymore.
Nope.
Woo!
They don't make them in my size anymore.
Oh, they make them in my size. I know they make them in your size.
I called you out.
Oh, that's what the ones it's supposed to be.
You're full of shit.
That's what the onesie's supposed to be for.
It's supposed to catch your poop?
Just catch it.
Oh, it's supposed to have the butt flap so I don't need the diaper so I can just sit down and poop and stay warm and fuzzy.
Oh, so the reason you wear diapers is because pulling pants down is too difficult.
Yeah, yeah.
It's too hard of a process to go through your mind to make it work. That makes sense.
So you're still just going to poop everywhere you want?
Wherever yes. It falls.
It's just now not stuck with him. It's
like just halfway through a conversation. So anyway, one second.
Yep. Just let it fall wherever it pleases.
It's only natural.
Good. All right, let's do this. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Team Mongoose podcast for episode 47. We have Whitey joining us.
Hello.
And Puddles.
What's up?
And Greg again, or timer effects.
That guy.
Is it again if the first one never aired?
Well, so I was going to explain again, but...
Well, I was getting at that. Thank you very much.
It was another lost episode of the podcast where a lot of technical difficulties and it got just fucked up everywhere.
Yep.
So.
Hi, I'm Greg, and I hope you hear me this time.
No. See, the thing is, I heard all of you guys. Oh, wait, no. Or was it the other way around? I only had one audio source. I either only heard you guys and not me, or I heard only me and not you guys.
But nobody else got to hear me.
You were having a podcast by yourself.
So you guys didn't hear anything. Yeah, I was having a podcast by myself, and I was just hearing conversations and laughing at them.
That's funny. Good input. Next topic.
So what do you think about that, Terry?
You just sit there. Why?
Letting you talk. Ah, yeah. Nah.
Just 20 minutes of silence.
Yeah, just kind of like waiting for you to stop talking.
Can I get a word in here?
Yeah, Terry, come on. Please.
You're out of control.
Before we get off that topic, though, I want to talk about some that I'm excited about this week. That's a good point, Whitey.
Yep.
So I put out a new team LP tonight. A little more Left 4 Dead for people. It's been a while since we had a new one come out, and I got a lot of footage from when we streamed it, so expect more Left 4 Dead stuff.
Uncool people that don't watch the stream.
Yeah, I know. Someone pointed that out too. Like they wish we did it more often. And someone's like, "Well, they stream like all the time, so
at least once a week lately."
At least, like, actually, it's been like at least twice a week.
We were streaming Star Wars last night, and Jose, and yeah, you're playing Hutball last night.
Yep,
I clicked it like 3 or 4 times, and like it just went to a video. I never got to actually watch it.
Really?
Hey. Huh? You guys fail.
Not me. I didn't do any. I'll stream.
Yeah, I was probably going to jump in on that, but or jump in the call because
I
called
say,
Jose
you don't
last night.
Worse.
Because of birthday.
But you ain't got no.
Don't try to his birthday.
Yeah, tonight's Jose's birthday. So, well, not yesterday birthday. Was Jose's birthday. So make sure to give him a warm birthday hug or something on his channel.
And mail him a cupcake.
Mail him alcohol, because he's not drunk. He drank a fucking bowl of liquor that was for 4 people and didn't get drunk.
I did that.
Yeah, I remember that.
The lady who gave him the bowl said that you have to share this, otherwise our manager is going to get pissed off, because this is not a drink for one person. One person cannot finish this. Jose said that. Yeah, okay. And then he drank it, and he was fine.
That's what happens. Yeah. I get yelled at bars because it's supposedly illegal to drink out of the pitcher.
Which pitcher?
Like a pitcher of beer. Like, I don't get glasses, I just get a pitcher of beer and I go through three or four pitchers.
Well, that's your glass.
That's my glass.
You're saving them time from cleaning up. Like, listen, I don't need a glass in a pitcher. I just need the pitcher.
Them glasses, so...
Yeah.
Cool. I'm helping you out.
Listen, I'm trying to help you out, all right?
I'm on your side.
I've noticed a lot of places they'll give you they're called the bitch pitchers, which are the tiny ones. The tiny pitchers. Yeah, they're like half pitchers or quarter pitchers or something. And they just look like mini pitchers. Like, why not just give me a big-ass glass, you know, instead?
Huh. Yeah. At the bar in town that I always go to, they have a drink in that. It's called a trash can. It's a mini pitcher of liquor with a Red Bull sticking out of it upside down, and it's like green and blue and red. It's awesome.
It sounds like something that they just kind of throw together. Like, oh, here's all the XX liquor that no one finished in their drinks, and they just pour it into one thing over the course of the night. Are you sure? Like, people just don't finish shots or their beers or anything that they leave out, and you're like, all
there's
right,
a
we'll
recipe.
Put that
I'm not that kind of alcoholic, okay?
I am.
Whitey is.
Used to be.
It's just called the Whitey.
Yep, that's why they call it Whitey.
That'll just be the subtext to it. It's like you see the drink just called Whitey, and then under it says that's why they call it Whitey, even though they didn't explain anything. What's that drink? What drink? Whitey.
Why they call it Whitey?
That's why they call it Whitey.
Just like, thanks for coming.
Thanks, I'll be here all night. Because I gotta work.
I'm the bartender.
Just walk away without taking any orders. Wait, I wanted it.
Well, we're gonna try it. I'm sorry. What?
Oh yeah, sorry. Come back.
Oh right, yeah. No, it's my job. I said that.
Just,
I mean,
just
I forgot.
You know me.
Four whiteys, right?
Nobody blacks out that night. Everybody just gets white out.
Yep.
It makes you blind.
You might see Jesus. Just go with it.
I've seen Jesus plenty of times.
Every time I drink.
Because he always comes out with me to the bars.
We have lots of drinking contests.
I've given up drinking, basically. Sort of past that point. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't understand how you're past it.
I did it a lot. So, like, as soon as I hit 21, it became too accessible, and I'm like, well, now it's legal, and I just kind of slowly faded away. Yeah, which is weird. I mean, like, I've never been like that with anything in my life, but it was one of those things where I knew some friends who lived, like, six houses down, and they had, like, a party, like, every 2 days. So I would just go there and hang out, and then progressively throughout the night, or throughout the times I'd go there, I'd realize I'm really good at beer pong. And
well, if you're good, you're not drinking.
Well, no. Well, that's the thing, though, is that we would keep the table, so we'd play, like, 10 games. And it's not like we wouldn't lose a single cup or anything, you know. There's some games where we'd lost, like, 9 cups, and we have our one left, and we just win by fluke, you know.
Well, then you're not as good as you thought you were, so what?
We still won, though, and we had to play the next game. It wasn't like you lost. You're like, oh, well, who cares, you know? It's like
a true winner.
I'm sitting there going through a 30-pack with Josh, just like, we gotta, can we just lose? Can we just give the table to someone else, you know? And so it got really bad. Not really bad. It's just, it happened a lot, and then that person moved away. Well, they all kind of just separated, and two of them went to Sacramento, and then one went to San Francisco, and now he's in Sacramento, and the two that were in Sacramento are now back, and then, yeah, so the house is no longer rented, well, he's rented by him, but he doesn't live there anymore. So then I stopped, because I hated waking up every morning feeling like shit.
And, yeah, since
have
I
to
went
be that way.
Well, no, it's not like a hangover or anything. It was just like, I don't know, I didn't feel tip top. Like, I wake up and I'm just kind of like, I don't really want to do anything, Because, you know, I drink a lot of water before I go to bed, and or, you know, I'll get some food in me and stuff. I know the ways of doing it, but it just, I don't know. I got bored with that, and I was spending a lot of money on it. Like, I'm spending all this money for just, like, one night of fun when I can spend, like, that $60 on a video game and have a few days, if not...
Have 3 days of fun.
Right, yeah.
It's 30 hours of fun.
You're paying for the memories.
What memories?
Oh, I don't know. I remember. I know the 3 times I blacked out.
There's only been one time where I blacked out so bad that I didn't remember anything. And I've talked about that story a few times on the podcast already.
I have a few multiple ones.
I have multiple ones.
Multiples.
I remember going to the Rusty Hook, and then the next thing that I remember is puking on the side of Denny's.
Well,
and that's it.
You were at Denny's,
five and a half hours,
so you were all right.
Just gone.
You made it to Denny's.
That's exactly right.
That explains everything.
I went to 3 bars that night.
The second to last time that I went to the Rusty Hook, I peed on the side of their building. In front of like 8 people.
Those 8 lucky people.
Well, yeah, that's the thing. Right. Like, I didn't want to go back inside, and I'm like, it's super hot in there. They're like, I'm just going to go piss over there.
The thing everyone has to understand about the Rusty Hook is not only is it a small, well, at the time it was a small ass bar, but the bathroom was like, you open up the door and it misses the toilet by like 1/8 of an inch. And then you have to maneuver around the toilet to close the door to be able to actually pee.
Yeah.
It was pretty bad.
Did they finally expand it?
They expanded it. It's twice as big as it used to be. That's and twice as douchey.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Well, because I know they went with that whole like modern metallic look, black and silver. Whatever,
no, the bar looks good, but everything after Rocco's burned down, it's just...
Oh, yeah, that's true. I forgot about Rocco's.
I don't even know what that is.
It's you know where the waffle shop is?
Uh-huh.
There's a bar over there called Rocco's, and it burned down.
I did it.
End of story.
Yeah. Why? Fire was there.
I burned down.
Fire hot?
An excessive amount of fire was there.
Did somebody burn it down, or was it what
I did? I don't remember. What actually happened?
I did it.
The fire didn't start in the bar. The fire started because it was part of a strip mall type deal. It started in one of the other businesses, and it burned like the whole strip mall down.
Yep.
Oh. I was pissed.
What's really cool is that was right next to the school.
So yeah, right next to an elementary school.
Well, there's a good amount of field between that and them.
Well, you know.
Not too much. I remember going to my like 8th grade and high school dances every weekend in like the bar. Just be able to see it.
Oh, you went there?
What? No, they had all those not Sequoia, the Golden West dances, I'm sorry. They had all those Golden West dances for like the whole district there all the time.
I see. Mm-hmm. We had our own gym, so
what's up?
Yeah, I went to Sierra when Sierra didn't have anything.
Because Sierra was so cool.
Mm-hmm. I lived in Lathrop.
Yeah. You didn't really have much choice, did you?
Nope.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's okay, though. Why do you want to join in?
Yep.
What high school did you go to, Whitey?
He probably went to Manteca High. Gross.
Loser.
No. I went to Plat Tech.
What, Platinum Tech?
Platinum Tech.
Platinum Technology? That. Yeah, that sounds awesome.
I graduated from Calitech.
Woo!
I went to Platinum Tech.
Yeah. Platinum Trophy Tech.
That just sounds like you're making things up. Is that an actual high school?
I went to Delta Platinum Flight School Tech.
Old Star.
Superman Space Astronaut.
It was just Plat Tech.
It's very prestigious.
You probably never heard of it. It's super prestigious.
Because they only tell people that are really smart. Yeah.
You probably don't even understand what I said just there.
My diploma came with a gold lace trim on it.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh, that's nice.
My diploma's somewhere.
Mine's in
my envelope. Did I even get one? I don't remember.
In my drawers.
I think they just told me to stop showing up.
Yes. What's funny is
You're not like, Platinum Delta Flight School tech material.
Here's a certificate for you to never come back. It'd be funny if you went to, like, Bronze Tech after that. Instead of Blat Tech.
Or Bro Tech.
Yeah, bro there you tech. Go. That'd I be in California. Tech.
Man, I wish I went to Bro Tech.
You couldn't handle all the tap-out shirts. That'd be, like, the first requirement of going to school there. You'd have to, like, get rid of all your clothes and replace them with tap-out gear.
That's the school uniform.
Tap-out shirt, faded jeans with holes in it, and a bandana around your spiked hair.
No, the bandana can be anywhere. You just have to have one.
Oh.
It has to be somewhere. It could be around your ankle.
Your body.
That's one way of doing it. You can make a pretty bracelet out of it. It's up to you. The choices are endless. You can wear whatever you want at Bro Tech as long as it's
one of the courses is bandana management.
Or nautical stars.
Dedicated bandana management.
You need a bunch of nautical stars. And Japanese lettering tattooed somewhere.
Tribal tattoos.
Anywhere,
anybody.
Tribal tattoos.
You have some options going.
That's your senior project is getting a tattoo. But it's like one of three things.
But it's got to be really cool. By their standards.
By their standards, yeah.
And the school bus is lifted.
It's a stretch. A stretch summer, yeah. And then there's like one of those Jägermeister machines in the back.
Hey, whoa! You're going too far. Too far. Like I love Jäger.
Well, yeah, but so do it's bros. So
bros.
Yeah.
I'm not a bro.
I didn't say that. Multiple people
just
could like the same thing.
That bros. That.
Yeah.
Jäger bombs.
Yeah, you gotta do Jäger bombs in the back.
I almost bought one of those Jäger machines a couple years ago.
Did you get a new haircut, Greg?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, like 2 months ago.
been a couple
I just
weeks.
Think of that video, my new haircut.
Oh yeah. Game not right up. Now, Chief. I'm in the zone.
Protein.
That's a good video. If you guys haven't seen it, just YouTube my new haircut.
Yeah.
And you will be amazed.
Amused.
Yeah. There you go.
Amusedly amazed.
Amazed.
Unless you're from Jersey, then you're probably going to be offended.
Or Southern California.
Well, if you're from Jersey, you're probably offended anyway.
And if you're from Jersey, you'll just be offended by everything.
If you're from Jersey, you're probably not listening to this. Probably on the boardwalk.
If you're from Jersey, I'm sorry.
All I can think about Morgan. Is Morgan. Yeah. Morgan's from Jersey. She's in Pennsylvania right now, but...
Oh, well.
She's from Jersey. So I'm sure we have some other Jersey people, and I'm sure not all Jersey people are like the people that are portrayed on TV.
No, they are.
Yes, they are. A lot of them are.
Yeah, they are.
Well, we don't know the statisticulars of that, okay?
Maths.
We don't have the numbers from that.
100%.
100%.
I have it on my clipboard right here.
Somewhere near 100. You just wrote it down. Write it down yourself. Just got 100% of people from New Jersey are from New Jersey.
Yep. Science says so.
That's good science work.
It's legit.
He went to Plat Tech, all right? Who's going
to
argue?
He went to Plat Tech for like a month. Okay. He had to have picked up something.
Yeah. Well, he picked up the good stuff. He got there, he learned what was important and got out. That's what he did.
I got in. That's all that mattered. I got in.
Picked up a clipboard and a flap coat.
Oh, a clipboard and flat deck, okay. He knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, I went to Plat Tech. Everybody, it's cool. I went to Plat Tech. I know what I'm talking about.
Good. I was worried. And then
now I'm not.
Good.
So, have any of you, other than me, seen Hunger Games?
Nope.
I pretended I saw it.
And what'd you think?
My pretend opinion is unbiased.
That is very detailed, and I'm glad you spent 30 minutes explaining it. I'm sorry I have to cut out your entire explanation, because the podcast would just be too long. So, sorry, everybody. I cut out Whitey's entire conversation about Hunger Games. And that's all we'll talk about it.
Or what I thought the Hunger Games was.
What do you pretend to know about it?
I was hungry while I was playing games. Does that count?
Yes.
I was mildly
disappointed.
Oh, well.
I should record.
Just record yourself getting hungry while playing video games? Like, man, I'm hungry. And then the video ends.
Get your stomach to growl.
It's like, oh, what the fuck is that?
What the hell is that?
As soon as you eat, the game's over.
You've lost the game if you eat.
Oh, so that's what it must be. Bunch of guys like us, we just like sit in a room. We're like, all right, Hunger Games. First one to eat loses.
First one to eat loses.
It's just like
you get a star, loser.
It's like playing Space Monkey.
Just completely self-destructive and awesome at the same time.
Only fun because we do it.
Yes.
Disclaimer, don't try this at home.
Don't ever do anything
don't play
that we
this
do.
Game
or... Don't play any game Team Mongoose does.
That's good advertising for the games. I'm sure we'll get sponsors that way.
Just don't play games we play.
Not video games. Games.
The games we make up.
Oh, Team Mongoose Games.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I should have worded that a little better.
Yeah.
Yeah, you should have.
Take it off. I want the flat, all right?
I don't care. I think you're so much better than everybody.
Yeah, I went to Plat Tech.
Well, you don't have to rub it in people's faces.
Yeah, well, you could shut up about it once in a while.
Don't wave your fancy degrees at me.
That would Plat Tech. Doesn't matter if everyone hates you.
No, that means it's doing. That means I did it right. It's went to school for the right purpose.
Whatever.
That's a good closing argument.
Yep, and we're done.
Thanks for listening.
Tune in next week for more. Shorter podcasts. Every week, a shorter podcast. We should try that. Just like start and do like a 4-hour podcast, and every week it has to be shorter than the last episode.
Till it reaches 2 minutes.
It's a note.
And it's just like, thank you! That's it.
The first second of the opening song. It's like, well,
it just turns into a QR code to a picture.
We could do it. We could make it happen.
It hasn't been done yet.
Could be the greatest podcast ever made. For all time.
Ever.
Ever and ever.
Well, that didn't derail the conversation at all.
Wait, what?
So, anyways, people apparently can hack your old Xbox hard drive, so don't sell your old Xbox hard drive ever.
Nope.
Son of a bitch.
Yeah, go a little bit more deep into that. Apparently, there's a little hack doodle that you can do on old people's Xbox 360s hard drives, where you can just hook them up and run this thing, and then they can pull your credit card info off of them.
Huh.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
I tried it out a few times.
Stole a bunch of credit cards. You're
just gonna go through like all the old Xboxes and stuff.
I got so many avatar clothes now.
I have your old hard drive, so you better watch out.
Well, you already read a bunch of stuff on it.
So you apparently, even if you wipe it, it's still there.
Well, I'm saying like you probably pushed that data out already. Like you've probably already rewritten over that stuff.
It's in a special spot all by itself. It's got a wall around it. Firewall. That's computers, right?
Maybe it's called a fail
that's
wall.
A computer thing, right? That's what computers do.
Now, what is that? What? You put a candle in your computer? What's going on?
Is that your computer on fire?
Because I'm going to do that right now. I don't want viruses.
Absolutely. It's warm up here in the north.
black magic to keep your computer virus free.
Magic ring of gasoline around your computer and light it on fire.
Sell your firstborn to the devil so you don't get viruses.
Take my son. Just don't ever give me viruses.
No matter how much porn I download, no viruses. Ever.
I want to be able to download all the porn.
They will no call virus. Me the king of porn.
I want 5
Oh, what was that? Did you guys read that article a couple weeks ago? Maybe it was last week. I don't remember what group it was, but they got into... I know it wasn't Brazzers, but it was one of, like, the top 5 big porn companies, and they actually, like, nothing was encrypted, but they downloaded everything. They got all the porn that this company has and all the credit card information and all the subscription and passwords. Everything. And it was just easy,
how do you
apparently.
Not encrypt that? Encrypt that? How do you not... That's kind of business 101, isn't it?
Looks like they're the ones that get
Sony didn't do it.
Ooh. He said it. We all thought it. But he said it.
There it is.
So Sony is on the same level as porn.
Well, I think they had to go through a little bit more with Sony than they did with that company.
Well, yeah, they had to go to Japan.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Done
deal.
That's a really long Cat 5 cable.
It is. It was probably Cat 6e.
Touche.
Yep. I know cables.
Oh, what did you know? Plat Tech 2?
You guys talking about cats is all I know.
Well, I know cats, so that was probably about 7 cats.
Talking about 5 cats, right?
Haven't you seen cats and dogs? Cat hackers.
Caxers.
Why do you think there's cats all over the internet? It's part of the evil plan.
It's to draw us in. Lead us into a false sense of security.
And then boom. Cats are Skynet.
I don't like that. Oh, God. Catnet.
Well, better start preparing.
Just get water.
And dry food.
Squirt bottle things with water. Hey! So you keep
better, everybody start investing in Super Soaker stock.
Make sure your garden hose is very long.
It is.
I'm just going to get a big-ass dog. Why would I get a bunch of that when I can have a badass dog just cruising around the house and be like, hey, cat, get the fuck out of here.
Oh, that's something. Talking about squirting things, I just saw at Target. Target's carrying the, they're not the Super Soakers, they're the ones that I used to only ever see on ThinkGeek, but they're, like, water paintballs.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I saw that.
They're carrying them in stores now, and you can get them for hella cheap, and they're awesome.
I don't understand.
Okay, what it is, okay, you know what a paintball is?
No.
Okay, a paintball...
I didn't go to Plat, bro. Plat Tech.
Bro, he didn't go to Plat Tech.
You soak these, like, they're almost like silica, I guess, and they absorb water, and they expand to, like, 3 or 4 times their size, and they turn and they absorb all the water. And you load them into the gun, and they stay stable, and you can shoot them out of the gun, not, like, paintball velocity, but and then they hit you, and they explode, and you get wet, like paintballs, but with water. And it's, like, way better. Yeah, water balls.
That sounds awesome.
It does!
I would like to see the velocity of these first before.
Well,
you know.
There's different ones.
There's different
ones.
Sure,
you can lower them into a paintball gun.
that's what I was thinking. Is they look like they're the same size. And then I was thinking this would be fucking evil. Am I allowed to say that?
Yes. What? Evil? No.
Oh.
No way, bro. Beep. On this fucking podcast.
Yeah. Fuck you.
Fucking not on this heavenly not beep podcast.
It's a family podcast.
Well, yeah. I don't know.
Fucking kids watch this,
no,
man.
No, you could say whatever you want. I tried filtering stuff at one point, and I just don't care anymore. We're explicit. Like, we're labeled on iTunes. Every single episode is explicit, so I can't get in trouble.
Oh.
There we go.
When I say a few words.
I'm trying to find this on the old interwebs, and I can't find anything.
The squirt gun balls?
Yeah. Squirt, okay, let me try
squirt
that.
Balls.
Squirt balls.
Water squirt.
I used to see them on ThinkGeek.
Oh, don't look up squirt balls.
Do it.
Gotta turn safe search back on.
Oh, you know people are gonna...
Large monster squirt balls. Is that what they are? Because that looked like they would hurt if they got hit by them.
That's not them.
That one has teeth.
That's not them, but they're kind of cute.
Those are. They're adorable.
That doesn't look like it would fit in a pants.
Well, if the gun's huge, if you guys, just imagine if you were just listening to this right now. Like, you didn't have the visuals and you were just listening. Well, you guys think what you're listening to right now is definitely not what I'm talking about. They're like cute little monster things for like a 6-year-old. Mm-hmm. And like pink and green colors, and they got big old eyes and smiles.
Yeah.
Large monster squirt balls.
Big old monster squirt balls.
Probably not called squirt balls, squirt huh? No, they're not
wow.
squirt balls.
I used to run into
Nerf
all the time, and now I don't see them.
That makes you a liar.
I am.
God, he caught you.
Got you red-handed, you son of a bitch. Got a game you're trying to play.
Exploders.
Oh, whoa.
Exploders.
Better keep that safe search on.
Don't look up Nerf squirt ball either, because even with safe search on, that is really bad.
Something tells me people, those listeners are going to look it up anyway.
Yeah, Exploders, Exploders.
Oh, there's a C. Oh.
Easy there. You don't have to go to Platt to learn
Exploders.
How to
Exploders. There you guys go. Exploders.
Yeah, you do. Oh, Greg didn't go to Platt. Nope. I don't see him there. Nope.
Oh, even your grandma can do it. I'm playing this video right now. Bye, Grandpa. Oh, shit. Grandpa got a gun.
Grandpa strapped.
Oh, God.
Shoot for 100 feet. Oh, it's like a slingshot.
So is that what it's like in an old folks home?
Fuck! This is an extreme commercial, dude!
Ammo you create.
Yo, the Exploders X ground pound at 2500 is tight! You shoot these bullets that bust
out. Oh shit, it's tight! Make the ammo by
mixing the water in the Exploders. Yo, you
mixed your water?
It's got a 250 round clip. And the fastest
That's
reload
pretty good.
And check it. Exploders shoots up to 100 feet.
You won't buy it. You won't buy like 5.
I don't like this guy's fucking accent.
I won't buy one for each of us. You won't. Exploders,
well, you can do
this
it.
This commercial looks like it's from the 90s, dude.
Started chipping in the live stream. Yo, we want these.
Yeah. So, Exploders, if you want to sponsor us, that's cool.
A Team Mongoose Amazon wish list.
I want the X Ranger 2000 or the X Ground Pounder 2500.
Ground Pounder?
I want the Ground Pounder.
Ground Pounder. Oh.
Oh wait, that's the Ranger.
Oh, I see the Ground Pounder.
When I hit the Ground Pounder, it takes me to the X Ranger.
Yeah, I want that X Ranger 2000. Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome.
See, we got a
five.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
There's the Ground Pounder. Yeah.
It shoots up to 8.
It has a power arm.
It holds up to 500 rounds. Awesome.
Ground Pounder. Why would they call it the Ground Pounder?
Because it pounds the ground. Duh.
Why are you shooting at the ground?
Because you're a dumbass. Because you bought this gun.
It only shoots at the ground. It has to be pointed down to fire.
I like how the X-Ranger looks like the sniper, but it only shoots up to 85 feet, while the Ground Pounder is 100.
Okay, it's got a stock. It's an SMG.
Yeah, dude. Didn't you play video games?
No.
Yeah,
I like the X-Bow. It reminds me of my Nerf Bow and Arrow from back in the day.
Nerf Boner? What?
Nerf Bow and Arrow?
Oh, you said it so quick, it sounded like Nerf Boner. And like you just said it nonchalantly too, so I was just kind of like, what did I? I didn't hear that right, did I? Had this Nerf boner when I was a kid.
But yeah,
it's so much fun to play with.
250 or 500, I don't remember what it was, but it's like 500 of the little balls is only like $5.
Not bad.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It seems pretty affordable, and the guns are only like 30, 35, so it's not like super overpriced.
Where was these when we were...
You're welcome, Exploders, for this internet exposure.
Yeah.
Yeah, now we gotta let them know.
There's an X-Blaster 200.
Exploders.
Yeah, on Amazon for $9. Oh, the X pump action. X Stormer.
I want to know
Strommer.
What the power arm does on the ground and pound.
Oh, sorry. Guys, this is the X Stormer. It's not the X Stormer, it's X Stormer.
X Stormer?
Yeah.
Strom.
X Stormer. Refill pack is $6.
These look weird. They're like squares with handles on them.
We put a bunch of squares together and called it a gun.
Buy it.
Or not. No. Whatever. Oh, the bound crowner is only $50.
Oh, the ground pounder is 50?
Pound grounder.
Oh.
It's pound grounder.
And what's the point of getting one if it's not going to go like as far as it can go, you know? Like, the pistols only go up to 50 feet.
The pistols are kind of chintzy because you have to pull back this little, like, thing.
It's a slingshot.
It's more like a slingshot, yeah.
That's disappointing.
But it's just like Battlefield. It's just account for gravity.
People are saying that the water balls get stuck inside the gun and explode.
A lot of misfires going on.
A lot of people killing themselves. Yeah. This person's like, it's probably my fault for not fully understanding the toy.
You know me. Dum, dum, dum.
Dum, dum, dum.
It's probably my fault, though. Why would you say that?
People are saying it's hard to keep clean. It's water. They're saying it's flimsy and boring and difficult to assemble.
Assemble?
Yeah.
It shoots water.
What? When it does shoot
the
bullets,
in the balls.
It would explode in the barrel going...
Oh, I want to make hot sauce balls.
Oh, God. Jesus. If I could go play with a bunch of little kids.
You know
kids?
What I'm wondering, though? I'm wondering what would happen if you soak these balls in, like, alcohol.
Oh, let's do
terrible.
It, man. Let's go get some right now. Shoot them at kids. Be like, say, ah!
I really shouldn't say things, I think, on the internet.
Oh, here's a pound grounder for $40. An Amazoni.
A bro pounder.
Zoomina.
I'll stick to my airsoft hobby. I like that instead. It's more expensive, but it breaks skin, and it'll go a few hundred feet.
That's all you can never really.
You can't fill it with alcohol or hot sauce.
Can't fill these with hot sauce either.
It doesn't. They're not balls that you fill up. It's like
they soak and absorb.
Yeah,
that's what I meant, like they soak and absorb hot sauce.
I think hot sauce would be too thick.
Nope. You can do it.
Okay.
I went to Platt. Don't argue with me.
I mean, really, your argument is as valid as Dwight or I because we haven't played with him, but...
That's true.
You just can't beat this guy.
Yeah,
bring up Platt every time now. Like, what do we do about it?
He was a pro debater at Platt.
Well, how do you debate other Platt people?
I went to Platt, fuck you.
Well, you wouldn't know because you never win.
Nope.
Always ends in a draw.
That's the whole argument there. Just go back and forth. Nope, I went. Nope, I went. Nope, nope.
Yeah, but you didn't win. Oh. Oh, well, wait, what?
Wait, nope, don't care.
No.
Went Platt.
Platt.
Yep.
Platt. That's the argument, Platt.
Argument invalid. Went to Platt.
I'm going to Platt too. Don't care.
No, Platt. But I just said, nope, Platt.
Bacon gay.
Plat.
That diploma's like Photoshop.
Plat.
La 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 la.
Best debate ever.
Terry, I found Mass Effect 1 Collector's Edition for $190.
Holy Christ.
Yep.
Dude, that's a fucking deal. Yep. This shit goes for $600.
What?
This, yeah. Here's one for $15.
Is it open?
Well, yeah, it's used.
Yeah, that's so.
It says used very good condition.
It was used very good.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was good. It gave me a long time.
Mm-hmm. I like how 600 is the cheapest too. Yo, like for
so
a new
special
in,
about the
new
first
box, it's
one.
Very collectible.
Collectors,
yeah.
They didn't make a lot of them. It was the first one, so it was like it wasn't as popular as it is now.
Mm-hmm.
Came out of nowhere. Not a lot of people bought it because they didn't know the game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I wanted.
But there's no like special content or anything.
No, well, yeah, no
extra stuff. But I mean,
well, yeah, just very little stuff though. Just like normal collector's edition. Yeah, it's just the fact that they made very few of them. No one thought that this game would be very good.
It's
since
like getting
it's the very
Spider-Man
first one.
Volume 1. You know, like it's rare. They didn't make a lot. Spider-Man's huge now.
Amazing
Mass
Fantasy
huge now.
Yeah.
Yep.
I get super nerdy on you. It's Amazing Fantasy.
Yes.
What is Amazing Fantasy?
Amazing Fantasy, like I think it's like 15 is the first appearance of Spider-Man.
I call it Spider-Man number one, so you know.
Yeah. Called you out, made you look like a dork.
Sorry, I read comics.
Hey, someone has to, right, Greg? None of us do. So someone has to.
I'm like, hey, bro. Someone's got to, bro. All right. Throw that in whenever. So I just use the bathroom. Hey, man. Someone's got to.
Hey, man. Someone has to, right? Up top. Come on.
It's that cool guy. That stuff that sounds cool but makes no sense.
Makes them sound really cool. Oh, that was good.
Indeed.
I have a feeling if we start using that a lot, we gotta make it a shirt. It just says, hey, someone has to.
Right. Yeah, right.
And I'll be like, wait, what does someone have to do? Wear this shirt. And then you make yourself a new best friend. That's a good shirt.
It is. Something everyone will get and no one will question.
Because someone's got it.
Yeah, available on the Mongoose Marketplace tomorrow.
Nah. Apparently, you can buy two Mass Effect 1s, or you can buy one Mass Effect 1 and get another one for free.
No way. Amazon. I always wanted two Mass Effect 1s.
Well, you wouldn't keep the second one for yourself, dumbass.
Well, yeah, you would. Cause
well, someone's got to do it.
Hey, man, someone's got to do it.
We give you Mass Effect 11, right?
Yeah, you'd be ahead of the game. Yeah. And then you put it one next to the number 2, and then you got the 12th and the 13th one.
And then you
have 32, and then 23,
and
21.
And 32.
Man, you got so many copies of Mass Effect now.
Yeah, 33.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Video game math.
I'm just going to buy a pallet of Mass Effect 1s wholesale.
Get a desk full of Mass Effect.
I'm king now. King of Mass Effect.
Make a king throne of out of Mass Effect cases.
I just want a pallet of the CDs.
I
mount them on your wall.
When my dad used to work in a warehouse, there was a pallet of AOL discs that they were throwing away.
Oh, you're so lucky. I know where this is going.
No, we played a lot of Frisbee, though.
I love playing
dangerous
frisbee.
Those things hurt.
That's exactly what me and Sam used to do, because they used to have them out like in front of Rayleigh's. There'd be like a little little plastic box, acrylic box outside, and it'd have like maybe 60 to 100 of these AOL discs that, you know, try 15 minutes free or some shit, you know, or 1500 minutes, I think it was. And so we would just grab a bunch of them, throw them in our backpack, and then like on our way walking home, we would just take them out and just throw them everywhere. Very stupid being as a kid, because I could have gotten a lot of trouble for that.
Mm-hmm. Gun range, use them as targets.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Paul. I've done that.
Yeah, Baguette's going shooting tomorrow with Josh. We should find a bunch of AOL discs for him.
Pull.
I should be getting a 22 and my shotgun pretty soon.
Why are you getting a 22?
It was my dad's.
Ah, okay. I was going to say, it was probably something that was handed down to you, huh?
Yeah, it's a hand-me-down thing.
Yeah. Yeah, we got like 4 or 5 22s, but I would never go out and buy one.
It's like 22 seems like the gun that everybody has, but nobody paid for.
Well, it's the gun that everybody has, and like you teach your kids how to, you know, gun safety with them, and because they don't hurt at all. It's just like someone kind of pushing back on your shoulder with one finger. Like that's as hard as they kick. You know. It was awesome, though, because my dad had a bunch of illegal banana clips for him. So I had, like, 40-round 22s. So I would just go out there and just bam, 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 bam. I felt like a badass as a kid. Took forever to load, though.
Yeah, those are so tiny.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 3 BBs on the tip of a casing.
Tiny, tiny little
bit. Yeah, totally.
Terry, have you ever shot a gun?
Nope.
No. Oh, we need to fix that.
Well, Baguette wanted to go out to the range, right? Sometime soon?
Yeah.
Well, I know he's going to Josh tomorrow. But I know he said something about he wanted to take all of us out.
I want to go.
Yeah.
I've had a hankering to shoot something.
Even if it's a paper target. Yeah, I haven't.
I'd rather be shooting people, but you know. Laws, you know.
Morality.
But the government has to step in and ruin my fun.
No, Mr. Jack Thompson had to ruin it for me. Blaming video games and whatnot.
Oh, are you in Florida too?
No, he's not.
Oh. I thought you only ever actually fucked Florida.
Yeah.
Maybe it's the point. That's all.
Oh. Okay.
No, you ruined it. Thank you, Greg. This is why you got kicked out of Platt.
It's true.
Oh, he's got me about Platt. This
guy with hey, somebody's got to do it.
Degree.
The first thing they teach you at Platt is the rest of the world is going to revolve around Platt.
Yep. It is.
People who don't go to Platt are worthless.
When you walk in, that's what it says. The world revolves around it.
Before you read the sign, you were worthless.
Yep.
Welcome
before
to
you walked in, you sucked.
Terrible. So, you guys listened to that one song that I sent you, right? The Lil B? The bass god guy?
No.
There's a song that Rocco used in his latest video called Mashup or something. I was like, what song is that? So I found out, and then I actually listened to it, and it is just the worst song in the entire world. He uses this really bad remix, not so much a remix, just mashup of like the Linkin Park song, just a chorus, and like the transitions between like when the chorus ends and when he wants it to start again are so bad, and like his lyrics are the same words, just over and over, the same chorus over and over, and like he doesn't talk about anything. And anyways, I sent it to Robert because I was like, hey, it sounds like Lil Wayne's cousin who has Down syndrome. And He goes, dude, I've been following Lil B for like years since he's been in the pack. He's a genius on how he figured out how to rap about nothing at all and use the same chorus in all of his songs. He just changes the words and people love him. Songs like Justin Bieber, Paris Hilton, and I Look Like Jesus blows my mind. Anytime I want to have a good laugh, I listen to him.
Goddamn.
It's fantastic. All he's talking about is getting blown Jigsaw. by some person in the parking lot, and like he has his buddy come in. And he goes, "Whoa, are you doing that in public?" And he's like, "I do whatever the fuck I want all the time," or something like that. it's so bad.
Why are you getting sucked up, bro?
Yeah. Thank you, Rocco, for providing me with such glorious music.
I like how it's the rare Secrete swag track.
Yeah, there's so much swag in this.
Apparently I have no idea what real swag is.
Oh, Lil B will teach you.
Yeah, he'll show you. That's just...
I need to remix a remix of a song. Because that's not even the Linkin Park version. That's the Jay-Z version.
That's how gangster he is. He stole from two artists.
Pretty goddamn awesome.
It's a re-remix.
I'll make sure to put that in the link bucket for all you guys to listen. It is not for people under 18, though, because he does talk about some naughty things.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can listen. They couldn't listen anyway.
Probably, yeah. They're not... Just whatever. If their There's worse things in
they'd
life.
They'd have the settings blocking it. Right? Yeah. Net nanny.
Probably. Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know.
Good old Lil B.
I can't believe I just listened to that.
I didn't even go through the first 5 seconds.
Well, you have to get to the song. It takes him like a minute to get into through the intro of his buddy just going like, "Man, you getting sucked off?" And Lil B's like, "Yeah." I don't know why. What situation where his buddy would just come up to him and be like, "Man, what's she doing?
Did she fall on your lap? And is she having a seizure?"
Yeah. Maybe.
He's funny like, "Yeah, story. I'm trying to keep her from choking on her tongue."
Not working. not as good a doctor as I thought I was.
Battlefield 3 taught me nothing about being a doctor.
But so, it's so easy. You just give the paddles, right?
Give them the paddles and you drop a box out of nowhere.
So, Terry and Whitey, you've both been playing Mass Effect 3 now on Insanity.
Yep.
So what is your thoughts on that?
Same.
It's fun, but yeah, I don't feel any different. It's pretty easy.
You take a little more damage. That's about it.
Yep.
So what, do you feel like the combat's slower now because you're always hiding, or what?
Well,
not really.
Don't get into too much detail now.
Well, it's really not that different. Like, you can't one-shot anything anymore. That's pretty much it. It's that, and you just take cover a little more.
So would you say that Insanity, the difference between Insanity and Normal for Mass Effect 2 was a lot harder?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
Are you kidding me? Mass Effect 2 Insanity is ridiculous. This one is basically just a little harder than Normal.
Interesting. Well, I noticed that 3 also has that story mode difficulty. Along with their normal stuff. Well, yeah, no, we're not going to try it.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, if people who are only interested in the story, you know, and they're not very good at the game, they can choose that skill level. And maybe they carried that the word I'm trying to think of right now, not working. You know.
You can do it.
No, yeah, I can't. I got it. Dropping the ball. Dropping the ball on this one.
You used to be cool, man.
Someone's got to do it, right? Yeah? Am I right?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You're
right. Okay. I think they carried the skill level, you know, down further in the line throughout all their skill levels in 3 than they did in 2. Because I played through, like, the first little bit of Mass Effect 2 on Insanity, and it was night and hell. Like, it wasn't night and day. It was night and hell.
Sounds like an average day.
It was horrible.
Average day.
Did you play through it on Insanity, Terry? Did you, like, go through the entire game?
No, because I picked Adept, and you just get torn apart. It's ridiculous. Like, I as I understand it, only the whatever the tank class was is, like, the best one to do it with. Because they can, as soon as you step out of cover, they're, like, instantly locked on you and they're shooting at you. So,
and the tank is the only one with, like, enough health to.
Yeah.
It's like Vanguard, isn't
me,
it?
It's like, I take 2 shots, shield's gone, 2 more shots, I'm dead. It's ridiculous.
I wonder how I'd do it as an engineer.
You might be able to get away with it with turrets. I mean, you could get away with it on any class if you're patient enough. But
for 3?
I was not 2? Patient.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. Well, that's in our past now. I know Alex said that he wanted to play through 2 again.
He should have done that before 3 came out.
Yeah.
Maybe
well,
save some of his crew.
Yeah.
I thought he did.
No.
No.
No, I thought he played 2 right before 3 came out.
Oh, he did.
Oh, he
no.
did, but
he didn't save his crew, though.
Oh.
He yep. made some mistakes.
He did.
Mm-hmm.
He did. I don't know what else to go with that, so I'm just kind of sitting here thinking, like, well, I kind of wish I'd had my second save.
Well, someone's got to do it, you know?
Yeah.
It not even make sense here.
Well, someone's got to do it.
Well, someone's got to not make sense, right?
Yep.
You just go on and on with that one.
It's just a chain. It just won't ever stop.
What are you talking about? Well, someone's got to do it. What does that mean? Someone?
Do what? What are you talking about? Yeah. Just explain that part and we're done. That's
no,
it.
It explains itself.
Come on, man. It, you know.
Come on, it.
Someone's
you got it. Come on. It. Everybody knows it.
Hey, y'all know it? No, oh, that's right, because you didn't go to Platt.
That's how you did. Oh.
That's right.
Of course y'all know, because you didn't go to Platt. Bam. Fuck Platt. Think you're better than everybody.
We are. Don't need to. We are.
Whatever.
I'm gonna make a sandwich out of that chili.
Bring up, but can't remember what it is. My brain don't work. No good. Dumb. Dumb.
But brain went dumb.
Brain dumb. I ain't go to Platt, so this happens a lot to me.
Does that spark your memory at all?
Drinks a little too much, still plays with kids. What a great dad.
That's a good dad.
Mm-hmm.
What about that one?
Awesome.
We're getting visual now because we're running out of stuff to talk about. Let me look at the things that people...
Yeah, didn't you have a list of things people wanted to...
No, no, well, I don't have a list. I just have, you know, the post that they put on here, if you guys want to look at it. It's basically boils down to 3 things. High school shenanigans, you know anything that happened in high school. Battlefield 3 patches, and favorite moments in gaming, and, you know, like, from our younger days, like, our first few games, and then crap like that.
My first game was Super Mario.
Yeah, I remember being a small child and sitting around with, like, 5 of my friends playing Super Mario and all, or Super Mario Bros. 3 usually, on around the TV and passing the controller and fighting over you died, but I didn't get a chance to play, and then the arguments over whose turn it is, and then they turn into a brawl and nobody gets to play Nintendo.
ruined it for everyone.
And then Jimmy gets too angry and hits you over the head with the controller. And then now Jimmy's parents have to come over.
Winner of the brawl gets to play Mario.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I started with Mario 1, and I'm told I played it so much I was able to get through the first level without looking at the screen.
Oh, look at Mr. Pro over here.
Well, it's not hard. I mean, just hold down the run button and you jump. Just keep jumping and you'll be fine.
Yeah, first level, not too difficult.
I had a Sesame Street game on original Nintendo. I remember that.
Is that any good? I'm thinking about picking it up.
No, it was bad.
Oh.
Played a lot of Mega Man 2 and 5 I owned. The other ones I didn't even play.
I didn't play a single Mega Man.
I played...
That's what depressing. Was
it? 9? And then when the Mega Man X series came out. But before that, I had my Nintendo and I had Super Mario Bros. 3. And I played the shit out of that.
That one was good.
And I still have all those fucking levels committed to memory. It's crazy. But then I got my Game Boy, and my first two Game Boy games, three Game Boy games, were Super Mario Land, Tetris, and Kid Icarus. And yeah, you go through Super Mario Land and go through Tetris and play this for hours, but Kid Icarus was the only fucking game I could never beat. And like, I still kind of want to go back and play it. But it was, what always got me about Kid Icarus was the Game Boy version was better laid out and more straightforward than the Nintendo version.
Well, didn't the Nintendo one come first?
I think so.
Yeah, so they probably...
But no, it was like together. A correlated release thing.
Oh. Well, then I don't know. I didn't even have a Game Boy until Game Boy Pocket came out. And I got a red Game Boy Pocket with Pokemon Fire Red.
I got red one.
Yeah, I remember it because it was on Christmas. I got the red version with the red Game Boy. Game Bay.
Wait, Fire? You got Pokemon Fire?
No, red. I was going to say Fire Red, but no, it's regular red version.
Okay. Good. I got red too with my Game Boy Color Pokemon Special Edition.
I got the red, and then I found blue on somebody's lawn on my way home one day. Like, I was walking home and I saw something blue in the lawn. I was like, what is that? And it's just like, just washed out Pokemon Blue lying on someone's lawn. I was like, okay, thank you.
You should have went up to the door, knocked on the door, and said, thanks for the game, and then just went home.
So, a wild Pokemon appeared?
Yep.
In the wild grass.
Yes, yep. I get it. No, that's funny. Take it easy.
I had red. And then I got blue, and well, my Game Boy came with yellow, but you know I played the shit out of red before.
Oh, you got that Pokemon Yellow Game Boy?
Yeah, I still got it too.
I have it.
Jake still has his too. Yeah. I got my little case that came with it too.
I don't have the background.
I can't find mine. It is lost, and it makes me sad.
I have I had the original big block Game Boy that never dies.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I had
the one that burnt your hand.
Yeah.
Well, no, that was got like, so hot that would hurt your hands.
That was the Sega.
Must keep playing.
No, it was a Game Boy 2.
Somebody's head if they pissed you off.
The Game Boy 2 did that. The one that took 4 double A's.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It never burned me.
Oh. Well, look, maybe you got man hands.
Maybe I'm not a pussy.
I had little boy hands, and I cried all the time while playing my games.
It's so fun, but it hurts.
They're so slender.
That's why we have a generation of masochists.
But Giovanni's stealing all the Pokemons, Mom! I have to stop him!
But it burns!
How many Game Boys did I have? I had the big Game Boy, I had a green Game Boy Pocket, I had the color... the color Pokemon edition. I ended up getting, before they had the Game Boy Pocket, they had the colors of the big bricks, and I had a translucent big brick one. I had a Game Boy Advance. I had a Game Boy Advance SP, dude. And then I had the Nintendo edition of the Game Boy Advance SP. And then I had a DS and a DS Lite, and I've had several DSs and several DS Lites I keep buying them and then realizing that there's nothing I want to fucking play on them, and I trade them back in.
That's
good money.
I also had a PSP for a few weeks.
I had the DSi when it came out for a few weeks, and then I realized that I just don't use handheld things anymore. Yeah. And I actually kind of miss it, because there's times now where I just don't want to boot up my 360, and I just kind of wish I had like a little handheld thing.
Yeah, especially, it's like taking off pants to poop. Like, you don't want to push that button.
Yeah. I don't want to put on pants.
But you do at the same time.
Yeah. Well, it's the thing. It's like, as soon as, like, if I have the game loaded in that I want to play on the Xbox, then, you know, it doesn't matter.
Because you can use the controller.
Yeah, you use the controller to turn it on, and then I'm already set down. You know? So, that's my dilemma. It's not so much a dilemma either, because, like, I don't really care to have one. I know I wouldn't get that my money's worth out of it, so I just don't care.
I still kind of wish I had picked it up for Animal Crossing.
I want there to be another Harvest Moon that doesn't suck ass.
I thought, yeah, I just read something about that.
Like, nice. Like, you think, like, every other game is coming out with, like, new versions of itself, you know, like, getting revised and crap. Why hasn't Harvest Moon?
Obviously, you've never heard of Farmville.
I have, yeah, and that's not the same thing. That is not the same thing at all.
It's called Minecraft.
Ooh.
No, it's not.
Snap. You can pretend.
I'm trying to think of like something Harvest Moon has that Minecraft doesn't have. Carrots.
Farmville.
Yeah,
I mean,
they just need to add carrots in Minecraft, and that'll be good enough for you.
Well, they just need more farming stuff, which apparently he's going to be doing anyways. So I'm happy for that. I was about to say, well, Minecraft doesn't have cows, and I'm like, well, yeah, it does.
Yep. How do you think you get leather, stupid?
Definitely has cows.
What's it called? The sheep in Harvest Moon are a lot cuter.
Sheep.
Well, that's my argument.
They're cuter. You don't change their colors.
I'm sure there's a Harvest Moon skin for Minecraft.
Probably.
No. Maybe.
Google it.
Do it. Google it. Do it.
You won't.
Do it right now. Do it.
Yeah, go on.
Google it. Come on.
Come on, Greg.
What am I supposed to be Googling?
see if there's a Harvest Moon skin or texture pack
for
Minecraft.
Oh, Harvest Moon.
Someone's got to do it, right, guys? Might as well be Greg. Yeah.
Wait, do what?
Planet Minecraft, new topic, need a Harvest Moon texture pack. Harvest Moon, Friends of Mineral Town, Minecraft skin.
Don't do the Game Boy Advance one.
Oh, no, it's just a character.
Super Nintendo's the only one that's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Harvest Moon 24/7 server, nothing really. Harvest Mooncraft on Yogscast.
Surprising.
Yeah.
And it's only 16-bit. And it looks like poop.
That is just a damn shame.
There's a Harvest Moon mod.
I don't understand what else they need to add in there. We just went over what both games have.
Oh, no, wait. This says Harvest Moon texture pack. What?
Oh.
But it's only 1.0.
Sucks. Hate it.
Taking gay.
Science fact. If you took out all the veins from your body and laid them into end, you'd die.
Yep.
That's true.
Yeah, I already did that like twice.
Oh, because you went to Platt.
Yeah, I did. They thought you had to do that without dying.
That's awesome. I want to go to Platt.
Not too late.
Did it really? It's not too late to go to a high school.
Nope. Who knows? Maybe it'll be prom king.
Really?
Yes. If anybody, you have the best chance of beating the popular kid. that I know the name of. That I'm the not stalling.
Just the popular kid.
The cool kid.
Your favorite football star.
Cheap.
Captain of the football team.
It's called Captain Footballs.
Captain Footballs.
Captain Hutball.
I would love to beat a guy named Captain Footballs at prom. I will beat him at prom. I will be the winner of prom.
Go.
Going. Just gotta right. Find out where it is first. And when it is.
Who's gonna be your plus one? Who's gonna be your plus date?
I'll be his date. Haven't you seen the New Year's pictures?
No. You don't go to Platt. You're not allowed.
Guest pass.
Nope.
No, they don't do guest pass. This is Platt we're talking about. If you don't go to Platt, you're not stepping foot on Platt.
If you don't step foot on them grounds.
You get shot for looking at Platt. By highly trained snipers in Platt.
From Platt. They train them in Platt.
The bullets are made of platinum. It's a very expensive shot, and they never miss.
They don't do a whole lot of shooting there.
But the ones that do.
Because no one wants to die, so.
This is true. I mean, if you ask for it, you're going to get it. Platt going to give it to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Next topic, go. Awkward silence is awkward.
I found the story I was reading about 7 greatest true Johnny Depp stories.
Oh, is the one with the mugging there?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that story.
Yeah, the first one is... I'll go through the list.
Tell it. Tell how it is.
Okay. He got mugged.
Oh.
Yeah. And then he didn't, though.
No, he didn't get mugged.
And then he mugged somebody.
Let me go through the stories here. Well, apparently, number one, Johnny Depp surprises a Jack Sparrow fan at her school after a fan letter. Apparently, this little 9-year-old wrote Johnny Depp, you know, or she wrote Captain Jack Sparrow, asking him to help her and her other classmates stage a mutiny against their teachers. And she left her school's school and her name and everything like that, and... And since he was in the area filming Pirates of the Caribbean 4, he went to the school and visited her in full costume without any warning to the school or the teachers or anything. And apparently he asked for Beatrice, the little girl, to come forth and whisper to her, maybe we shouldn't do a mutiny today because there's police outside monitoring me. And so he gave her a hug, and then he like joked around the classroom a bit about eating lots of candy and not brushing their teeth and never breaking character and anything like that, and got a big old round of applause for Beatrice, and then he strutted out of the room. And that was kind of cool. Yep. Another one, Johnny Depp stops a mugging with a single look. And apparently a man approached Steve Jones holding a bottle in hand, demanding the British singer's wallet, and Depp just so happened to be with Jones. And apparently, the two just finished recording a session together in Los Angeles, blah, blah, blah. And so as soon as Depp saw the mugger, he stepped right in and looked at the guy with, like, you know, his Johnny Depp gaze. And he told him to back off. And after a few seconds, the mugger is like, I ain't stealing from Captain Jack. And then he put the bottle down, and then Johnny Depp gave him some money and sent him on his way.
And then he looked at him.
Looked
and
me in the
he
eye.
He gave
fashion.
Him his
oh
money.
Oh my god, he's beautiful.
It's Johnny Depp.
He's so beautiful.
It's
hit him with the blue steel, but it was the J steel. The Johnny steel.
The J steel.
Depp steel. D steel. That's a good name.
That Depp step.
He started dancing him to death. Goes,
what's up? You want to throw down? And he points over at the bartender. He's like, DJ, hit it. And he just starts dancing to nothing.
Just imaginary music.
Step, step for you.
Those are the only two that I was able to read through before you guys forced me to talk about it, so I'm kind of like reading through these. I don't really like. I don't want to read through that one.
I don't like the rest. Jason.
This one's titled "Johnny Depp Commits the Coolest Crimes," and I kind of want to. Somehow, Johnny Depp always seems to commit the weirdest crimes. Stop wording this stupid and just tell me what he did.
Everything.
In 94, Depp was staying at a fancy New York hotel and completely wrecked his room. Like, furniture everywhere, broken glass, the works, everything like that. Roger Daltrey, lead singer of The Who, I don't know how to pronounce his last name right, Daltrey? Whatever. Was staying in the room next door and complained at the noise Depp was making. When the police arrived at the scene, there was a smashed glass coffee table and other things destroyed, mangled furniture, and a $1,200 a night suite. He claimed that an armadillo leapt out of his closet and had done all the damage. And apparently the alleged creature was never found. Not surprising since armadillos are rarely found in New York. And,
it was an armadillo,
even less...
I swear.
Yeah, yeah. And apparently he talks about that story on David Letterman. These armadillos, man. I wonder if he just uses that excuse now. A security guard caught him vandalizing a 21 Jump Street billboard and was about to report him until he saw that it was the actor himself defacing his own face. Depp apparently didn't agree with the message that the billboard featuring his own image was communicating to children. And apparently it featured Depp holding a gun with the slogan, "Other kids pack lunch," underneath it. And he didn't like it. So him and his buddy painted all over with brushes and rollers and stuff. Ended up painting over the gun and turning Johnny into Groucho Marx.
Groucho?
Groucho Marx, thank you. Hmm. And he looks like Hitler now.
Well.
Yeah. Apparently the guard just told him to hurry up and told him to leave.
Come on, hurry up.
Just hurry up, get out of here.
Cops are coming, let's go.
Get out of here before the cops see you. Jeez, it's the cops. It's the cops, and security guards start shooting at the cops.
Johnny Depp commits the coolest crimes.
One cool crime.
Have you guys seen the new 21 Jump Street?
No.
I haven't,
no.
But I heard good things about it. Like,
it's
people
awesome.
Are coming back saying it's hilarious.
It's awesome.
Apparently the Depster's in it too.
Y'all, allegedly.
Allegedly.
<He's>
Even
like,
though right
yo.
After you're saying, yeah, no, well, you know.
No.
Kind of makes me want to watch the old one before I go see the new one, though.
The show? But
Yeah.
No.
The entire thing. What?
It's
not
bad.
Worth it?
It's bad, too.
What's wrong with it?
My buddy's wife loves it and loved it growing up, and she knew the movie was coming out, and she sat down to watch it, and I ended up going to my buddy's house like 4 days in a row and spending a lot of time there, and it was on like the whole time, and I saw a very good chunk of the whole series, and it's just awful. It's so cliche. 80s. Bad plot holes.
Well,
time travel.
Like Twilight.
Except in the 80s.
80s, yeah. Twilight. That sounds awesome.
Bet Back to the pause. Twilight.
I was reading more of these things. Apparently,
yeah,
another
noticed.
Thing he did. On a rainy day on the set of filming the latest Pirates of the Caribbean, he spent about $64,000 on warm jackets for all 500 crew members because it was raining.
Oh,
that's a really nice guy.
Yeah. And I like the little fact that they put after this. It's like, true, that's not a whole lot of money considering the fact that he owns an island and a $13 million estate in Italy. But still, he spent $64,000 on jackets for everybody.
Yeah, it's like a lot of people that are that rich are like... I don't think it was a crime. I think it's just an awesome story.
Yeah, I don't know.
About crimes.
Yeah.
No, it's seven greatest stories about Johnny Depp or something like that. It's not crimes. Yeah. That first one I think was just like cool crimes or something that he did or something. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. I'm past it. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Over it.
Yep. Bored. Sucks.
Mm-hmm. What, yeah, don't feel like I need to start conversations here.
Things, people.
It's just crazy that, like, I guess he's not jaded like other people, like really rich people that are
Johnny
like,
Depp.
Fuck it. But he's just like, here's 500 jackets, everybody. Like a jacket Santa Claus.
Hey, everybody. Buy y'all jackets.
We should give him a shirt.
Someone should buy him a jacket.
Clever. Did you guys hear me?
I went to Platt.
Heard you.
I got a fancy education.
Got the fanciest education ever.
I went to Platt.
I went to Platt. You didn't go to Platt. Whatever. Poser.
Poser.
It's the greatest shame of my life. I didn't go to Platt. Mm-hmm. Coulda. If you they had invited me.
You should be ashamed of yourself. You missed out.
I know.
Shit.
You don't have to rub it in. That damn Plattster's always rubbing it in. I just couldn't do it.
Bet you regret it now.
Well, yeah.
Okay, then.
Platts people just thrive off regret.
Yep.
Did you regret it? Yes. Good.
You're making so rock hard right now. Your disappointment.
Your disappointment sustains me. Platt. Platt.
I am full right now.
Says it over and over.
Super no.
No. Look at the price of the first one of 87.
Oh.
37 cents a gallon.
That's just
they
like,
fucked up.
Wow.
I remember what the
super no lead.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
It's just super.
No lead.
Yeah, well, there's no lead in any gas nowadays.
Yeah,
well,
but it says unleaded on the left and it says super no lead on the right.
Well, there's super no lead in this one. No, we're super serious about it. There's no lead in this.
Well, 10% ethanol was added to increase octane.
Twice.
Yeah. Except when they don't.
That's awesome. That'd be hella funny. My dumbass brother.
Love it.
He went to the gas station, swiped his card, and it like wouldn't pump, so he just drove away. And then he goes to another gas station and he swipes his card and he gets gas and somebody else got a free tank of gas off of him. He lost like $90.
God damn. What an idiot.
That's
how much gas did he need?
It was probably a truck, dude. That's the only douchiest people, you know. Driving one of those big ass trucks around, like, oh, this fucker.
And my truck only needs like $50 to fill up.
Yeah. This only is like 40.
Yeah, I'm like 35, 40, somewhere around there.
I don't have a car, fuck all y'all.
I'm zero.
Save on gas.
I have to hitchhike and blow people to work.
Hey, that's somebody's gotta do it.
The unwritten code of the road. Someone picks you up, you gotta do the deed.
It's just common courtesy is what it is.
That's what they call it nowadays.
That's what they call it.
I call it equivalent exchange.
It's not all equivalent.
No.
Hey, no. You get a ride.
A lot more given. They get.
You get a ride and they get pleasure.
They get a ride of their own.
They take you for a ride, and you take them for a ride.
That's awesome.
Well, that's just the best.
When he gets... Well, painted to match the wall behind him, he gets called artistic. But when I do it, all I get is a band from Baskin-Robbins.
What? I'm sure everybody understood what you just said.
I have no idea what you said. What are you talking about?
Nope. Blah, only blah, if you blah, went blah. To
flat. No. Not flat. But I have a feeling even people that did go to Platt wouldn't understand.
No, they would.
That's what they call Mighty.
Well, someone's got to do it.
That's why they call me Whitey.
They paint the walls to stop my pen, but the shithouse poet strikes again. Someone writing in the inside of a porta potty, I guess. I'm just going through Reddit now.
Oh, God.
I'm just looking at all the pictures.
He's straight from Kotaku. No, he's on Reddit.
Well, it's just there was nothing on Kotaku that really was fun to talk about, so I just was, well, I'll check out Reddit, because Dig's shit now.
Mm-hmm.
I found, at work today, I found an i7 that's a dual core.
That's true. They make those.
Yeah.
I didn't know they came in dual core. I thought they're all quads.
I'm pretty sure they are.
Yeah.
It sounds like a typo to me.
No, it's a dual core. I pulled it up on Intel. This particular model for the laptop's a dual core.
Oh, it's a laptop. Okay. Yeah, they make weird mobile processors for some reason.
There was like three of us, and we were all like Googling to figure out why the hell this laptop was only showing four channels.
Because it's a dual core.
Yeah, it's a dual core.
It's a fucking dual core with hyper-threading.
Yeah.
So that makes so much sense.
Yeah, it was so crazy. Like, we all felt hella stupid afterwards.
Oh, I would have, too.
And it,
I thought you were joking at first. Like, I thought like you just found one that had a typo on it. I'm like, what are you talking about?
Nope, no, it's a real dual core.
Mobile processors are stupid.
It's like half an i7. It's got half as many channels and, like, half the cache, and it's just half an i7.
Just half.
It's like a quarter of an i7.
Fun,
I'm just looking at all these
fun nerd stuff.
Yeah. Yep. Like, I'm looking into doing custom water cooling now for my computer. I've been reading up on about it. But the problem is, like, I can handle one loop just fine, but I want two loops.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want two different colors. And,
ooh.
Yeah, because, well, there one's going to be cooling my graphics card, the other one's going to be cooling my processor.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, you know, that's twice the task, you know, and my case is actually not really built for water cooling.
Because
I got two 200 millimeter fans up top, and then I have a single 120 in the front, and that's basically it. So I've been kind of like looking up people who have my case who do water cooling in it. And apparently they just swap out the hard drive cage for the bottom part, and then they put in like a dual rad down there. And there's a few people that hide a triple fan radiator up in the top part. And cool. It looks all right. And so I might be doing that. But I'm very excited to do it, but I can't do it until someone buys my video card and processor, or power supply, because I was going to use that money for it. Well, that and the, you know... But I don't know. I'm waiting.
Give money.
Cameron has a friend in Stockton that does all sorts of crazy stuff for a living.
Oh, yeah?
It's actually Cameron's girlfriend's family friend. But, yeah, when my Mobo came with the BIOS, we took it to him to look at it. Like, his garage setup is insane. And he gets like, kickbacks from everybody. Like, his garage is a fucking PC store.
Well, shit. I gotta get friends with that. I don't have anybody that's like much into computers.
It's insane.
Me here.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Like, we were just checking to make sure like everything was like connected to my tower, right? And he switched out with like three different things that he just had laying around, like every part, just everything he has like 10 of. He's stacks of 2133 sitting in a bookshelf.
But why?
Just because they give it to him. They give it to him.
God damn, I gotta see about this guy if he can give me a hookup with the new processors from the new i7s.
He's got Intel. Yeah, he's got two of the, what's it called? The one that costs like $1,100.
Yeah, the 3960X.
Something like that. Yeah, but they're Intel, so he can't do anything with them until Intel says keep it.
What do you mean he can't do anything with them?
Like, he can put them in his builds and stuff, but he has, like, so many different builds that he's not using them, so they just sit there, but he can't, like, sell them or give them away or put them in anything else, because he has to keep them.
Is he sponsored by Intel? Like, what?
Yeah.
Why can't he give them? Oh, okay.
Pretty much.
Okay. So what is he sponsor? What does he do? Is he just
make computers? He goes to events and stuff, yeah. He makes computers, it makes performance machines, and then he also, like, goes to events and stuff, and he always wears, like, shirts that have the names on them. He's just...
Thought you were gonna say trench coats, and I was like, I don't want to be friends with this guy anymore.
No, he's actually, and that's what I was like. I would like Cameron talked about him. I was like, oh, this is gonna be.
He's like super cool.
He's just a super cool dude.
That's awesome. I need to meet this guy. I think that was the guy that bought like the four or five seats in front of us, Terry, at LANfest.
Who?
This guy that they're talking about, or that Greg's talking about, that apparently is friends with Cameron, because there was a guy in front of us. In front of our, like, the guy that was sitting directly across from us on our table, he bought four seats to himself. Because it just said his name over and over for four people. And I'm like, holy shit, who is this guy?
Mine. That's mine.
Yeah, and so...
Calling dibs.
And then we couldn't get you a ticket, and I got rid of my seat. Now I'm sad. We should probably just drive up there. Check it out.
Yeah.
I'm down.
Maybe.
If I'm invited.
I got a small car. If you won't mind, I don't know. Strap it to the roof. Well, there you go. There you go. Fun trip for both of you.
Everybody wins.
I've got a minivan.
Kind of weird you said that unprovoked.
Well, no, I'm just saying I have a vehicle.
I have a minivan with no windows.
Sure. Does it say free candy on the side?
No, it's a minivan, not a pedo van.
No, no difference.
Plat.
Yeah. Mine was made this decade. Okay?
I know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Very invested in this conversation, I see.
Yes. Someone has to be invested.
I invest in myself.
My suit has a vest.
Is it in your suit?
Yes.
There you go. Invested.
Booyah.
Best. I see what he did there. Clever.
Well, not clever. I mean, take it easy. Pull it back a little bit. Pull it back.
Somebody's got to do it.
Yeah, someone's got to do it.
Someone's got to do it.
Said it, not me.
So, is this like where we're just done? I feel like we're sort of just like running out of things to talk about, and that seems like how it is every week. We're just kind of like, oh, okay,
is it over yet?
No, until we're done.
Are you done? Did you finish?
Someone's got to finish it.
Talk about private stuff that you know about each other. I don't know if you understand like how that works. It's just private stuff. It's called private.
Why would we know about it?
And that too. I know that Greg wears shoes.
Sometimes.
Not something.
Not right now, though.
He's wearing shoes.
Crazy.
What it's like growing up in California?
It's cool.
I know
it's
Terry cool. has a...
It's not like it is on MTV.
TV, no.
Watch the show The Hills. And that's about it.
Someone's got to do it.
It's basically exactly like that. Or the OC.
We're all just a bunch of kids having sex with each other all the time.
With have millions of dollars of money.
That's what kids do.
Our parents.
That's California for
it's you. Expensive. It's yeah. That's what is it like to live in California? It's expensive.
It's expensive.
Huh. Yeah.
You gotta have money for stuff, and when you don't, people are like, "What the fuck? You gotta pay me."
They won't
give
it to you.
And I'm like, cool, I mean.
Yeah. Lots of energy drinks.
Bad life.
Lots of people with monster stickers on their cars.
Tap out shirts.
NorCal stickers.
Nautical stars.
Just.
I see more NorCal shirts than I do SoCal shirts.
Well, we live in NorCal. Well,
yeah. But the thing is that people fucking rep the most stupid areas anyways. Like, I know people here who think that this is the Bay Area. They think that they can rep the Bay Area and live in Central California.
Like, well, an hour and a half away.
Right.
Yeah, we're from over there, but we live in this valley.
Oakland. Well, by 510.
Bold days.
Yeah, working in Tracy is a little different. Just because you get the influx of the Bay Area shit, and then the Tracy heavily religious community.
Tracy is heavily really? Religious?
there's hella churches out there, dude.
Wow.
But it's also where the local chapter of the KKK... don't go to Tracy. That's also where the local chapter of the KKK is.
Oh, well. I know, I was there.
Well, someone has to, oh, right?
That's why they call me Whitey.
Yeah, Tracy's fucked up. It's like an identity crisis in a town.
I went there for jury duty once.
That's where you got sent to jury duty?
Yeah, because, well, I was supposed to be Stockton, but I guess I missed it. So I called in. They're like, it's cool. Just go to this one at this time. And it turned out that they didn't even end up doing it that day. So I got credit for it, and I didn't have to do anything.
Woo.
Yep.
Nice.
Someone had to do it.
Somebody's got to do it.
Not Terry.
Not me. Somebody, clearly. Not me.
Clearly.
I don't have to do it.
I've been called in, but I never get it.
Oh, yeah. I've only been called in twice, and the first time I didn't have to do it, and the second time they just didn't have it. Like, called it off.
I got called in right after I was 18, and then when I was 20, and when I was 22, and then was there a fourth time? I think the fourth time it was, or one of those times, it was just, I've gone into the courthouse and sat down in the courtroom twice.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the first two were phone outs. And then if you don't have a job, they don't mail you a jury duty.
What?
Because I just realized I haven't had one in like 3 years.
Mm. I just got one, and I sent him a letter back. No, can you postpone this?
I'm so busy.
Get this out of my life.
Just say you're racist.
Yeah, I'm postponed a bunch.
Sorry, I'm racist.
just pull out the racist card. That's what I do.
Well,
all the time.
The first time I went, the guy was like, "Does anybody just not want to be here?" And I'm like, "Yeah, I don't want to be here." And he's like, "That's cool. You can go." I was like, "Okay, later."
That's awesome.
Yep,
nailed it.
I'm just like, I have a distaste for the African race.
I have a distaste for people who aren't like me.
Like me points to self.
If you didn't go to Platt, then I'm just going to be very biased.
Who here went to Platt? No one? Get the fuck out.
I don't want to be. I shouldn't be
here. I shouldn't be here. I went to Platt.
So... I'm pretty sure that I'm going to get this tattooed on the back of my calf. Not the whole picture, just the tattoo that he has.
That's a cool figurine. I wish I'd get that figurine on my back of my calf.
Not the whole thing, just the tattoo that he has on his arm.
With tattoo.
Are you going to get the spandex too?
The figure in the picture explaining what's on the tattoo?
Yes.
Yeah, that's
exactly. You should get a really small version of it and then have it zoomed out. All on your calf.
I've got big calves. I don't know if it'll fit all that, though.
Probably.
Better. You don't have a choice.
Yeah, I just figure I go back and I watch Reboot every couple of years. It's still freaking awesome. Mm-hmm.
I have it on DVD somewhere.
I could never find the last season on DVD. That was the thing, so I had to actually acquire it.
I've only ever watched it once, and I just kind of want to keep it that way. That way I don't really remember a whole lot about it, but I remember liking it.
Oh, no, so it's awesome.
Like, that's good enough for me.
It's still awesome.
Isn't there a reboot of Reboot coming up or something? Or they talked about it?
Allegedly, but they haven't done anything. They made a comic thing, but it's not as... It's more serious than it is like fun and campy like the series was.
I'm sorry, I was reading this. It's a Skyrim comic, and he goes, have you heard of the dwarven flower Immortelle? Have we? Do pigs have tight asses? To tell the truth, I have no idea, Skags. It's just a saying, but you're the only one using it. And then it just gets quiet.
Someone's got to do
Skyrim.
It.
Skyrim.
Someone's got to do it.
The Witcher.
Some game. It's some game.
It's a medieval game.
And it's got
if
letters
it's a
in
medieval
it.
Game, it's Skyrim.
It had to have been from Bethesda.
Nothing. Got nothing now?
No. No. I'm talked out. I don't know when we started this, but this call's going on for over 2 hours.
I'd say it's been about an hour 40 of...
Well, we were talking about for about half an hour before we started the podcast, yeah. So...
Hmm.
Well, let me put it in perspective. We started talking when I started Tachanka. I'm done with Tachanka now.
Well, you're blasting through the talking stuff anyways, right?
Is that yeah. a...
But that's four missions.
Yeah, it is four missions.
Is that a Mass Effect thing?
Yep.
Nope.
Yeah.
I mean, nope.
Do you not like Mass Effect? Or
I just never played any of them, and I have no idea what Tachanka is.
It's a planet full of big, burly monster
big,
dinosaurs.
Burly men.
With headbutts. And mainly butt touches.
For head.
I will leave planet. You all with that picture.
Yes, that picture.
It's
loading.
Yes.
I don't always drink milk. Loading. But when I do, I get it straight from the teat.
I just like the baby's face. Like, he could have just said nothing.
That's one cool baby.
That's one cool ass baby. And this is one smug ass owl.
Holy shit.
He's like, what?
Britain's.
Please leave! You're no longer needed. Your services are no longer required.
It looks like he's line monitoring for Hogwarts.
No.
This is all wrong.
Sneakers are not allowed here. Please go home and change.
This is why Hedwig never wanted to live at home, because his dad was a douche.
Okay, well, I think we've talked enough. If not, oh well. I need to start paying attention or something.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, hope y'all enjoyed this week's Team Mongoose podcast. Episode 47, I think, yeah.
40-something.
I would just go by that. Just go by whatever what we're on. As soon as we get to the 50s, it's just 50-something.
60-something.
That way I only have to memorize one thing for about 10 weeks, 9 weeks. And I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's crazy. That's it. Done almost 50 of these.
Yeah. Well, we should be a lot more, but we took like an 8 or 10 month break. And by break, I mean I couldn't write anymore. No, just couldn't do it. It was becoming a pain to edit. And so it's just like, let's just do it on Skype. And then it's just one file. And it sounds like shit, and I can't edit levels. And that's just how it is. That's mm-hmm. Team Mongoose podcast. That's how it is. It's just no professionality to it at all.
Well, somebody's got to do it.
Someone's
got to do it.
I kind of feel like playing some Battlefield.
I'm going to be on Battlefield.
Terry?
BattleBots. Yeah.
I miss BattleBots.
Whitey, you sound like you're about to fall asleep.
I'm not.
I said Whitey.
It's 3 in the morning here. I'm ready to die. I'm dead to the world right now.
Fine.
We're going to go play some Field then, and we'll see you all next week.
Bye.
But there you go. I was going to say, but no one's going to say bye. Fuck you!
Wait. Stop the party! Hey, I don't want to hurt nobody! Woo!
just for the hell of the fun. On a carousel, so around I spun. With no direction, just trying to get some. Trying to chase skirts, living in the summer sun. And so I lost more than I had ever won. And honestly, I ended up with none. You don't want to fuck with us. You don't. Yo, you don't want to fuck with us. You don't. Yo, you don't want to fuck with us. You don't.
Youngin'.